In the latter half of the 1800s, explorers and early visitors to what is today Yellowstone National Park were amazed by the area's geysers, so much so that it was quickly evident that a place to stay overnight would be needed. The story of what took place next to the nation's most famous geyser is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The famous Old Faithful Geyser has long been an attraction in today's Yellowstone National Park. In the late 1800s, it quickly became apparent that people would travel here and need a place to stay.
It was actually motivated by the Northern Pacific Railroad, who wanted to bring people to Yellowstone and establish it as a vacation destination. And what was here first was a canvas tent hotel.
Ruth Quinn says 2 years later, a frame hotel was erected, which burned down in 1894. Another tent hotel was constructed, but there was demand for something permanent and nicer for guests. Builders took a chance on a young man to design a hotel for that growing visitor base.
Our architect was only 29 years old, was not formally trained as an architect, attended public school until the age of 12. Robert Reamer was his name.
Reamer's work was rustic, and he was tabbed to create something along those lines for the national park.
One of the early National Park Service architects referred to the Old Faithful Inn as rusticity gone berserk.
If you've seen the Old Faithful Inn, it's not berserk in a bad way. It's a place of rustic beauty that personifies the park itself. In fact, the very materials used to construct the building are very local.
The materials were collected about 4 miles away from here for the wood. Stone for our massive fireplace was quarried about a mile away from here.
The inn opened in 1904 and remains an extremely popular place to stay. Today it may seem a bit rustic to some compared to more modern hotels, but in the early days of the park, it was true luxury. I'll explain how next time as we travel the countryside at Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. I'm Andrew McRae.